Nearly 20 years ago, Rebecca Oreskes of Milan and Doug Mayer of Randolph were out cross-country skiing in the White Mountains. Gliding through the woods they love, they started talking about people who'd spent their lives doing unusual and interesting things in the White Mountains.
We both spent time working in the White Mountains and thought that there's this group of people, someone really needs to talk to them and record their stories before they're gone.
They included Brad and Barbara Washburn, who photographed the presidentials back in the 30s and mapped them in the 80s when it was mostly done by foot, not with a GPS. Then there was Forest Service snow ranger Brad Ray, whose love and specialty for more than four decades has been Tuckerman Ravine. He's participated in about 800 rescues. And there was Paul Doherty, who became a game warden after World War II and worked the North Country for four decades. Nobody was capturing those stories, so they decided to give it a try. They began recording interviews, typically 3 hours long, usually with a follow-up and fact-checking.
The back and forth took a lot of time because oftentimes they were thinking about or talking about experiences that were, 50 or 60 years ago.
The transcripts sometimes ran to 100 pages. Oreskes and Mayer say the stories were so compelling, they decided to leave them in the first person.
That way the interviewer is not in the way of getting to know them or hearing their story.
The idea is it would be their voices, mountain voices. Then, one by one, the stories were published in the journal Appalachia. There's Harry McDade, a doctor in Littleton who was recognized as a national expert in frostbite and hypothermia.
But he also did this amazing work with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, banding birds. He was also a climber and an explorer in his own right.
There's Laura and Guy Waterman, pioneers in wilderness ethics and the idea of low-impact backpacking.
The two of them have had an enormous impact on an entire generation of people working in the White Mountains, and not just in the White Mountains, but in other mountains across the country.
There's Ellen Teague. Starting in the early 60s, she was the first woman to own the Cog Railway, a major tourist attraction.
That just was not expected of women, and it was absolutely groundbreaking.
There's Rick Wilcox, who made his home in the White Mountains, where he helped found a rescue service, but he's a world-class climber whose summits include Everest. All these people had different roles in the White Mountains, but Oreskes says there was at least one thing they shared.
So I think almost everybody talked about something bigger than themselves and giving back to other people and sharing the mountains.
Now, those stories and several others are compiled in the book, Mountain Voices. And it's likely that Mayer and Oreskes' book and the stories they saved will add them to the list of people who love the White Mountains and wanted somehow to share them. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.